East Coast Breakfast.
One Direction, Story of My Life before that. Chumba Wumba and Tub Thumping. It is, well, it was almost 20 to 9. It's now 19 minutes before 9 on East Coast Breakfast. And here's the thing, right? Tomorrow, tune in tomorrow on East Coast Breakfast about 7:38. We're going to speak to a South African who was living in China, managed to escape, get to Australia. He's going to share with us his first-hand account of the current situation in China. And it's difficult to tell how government is handling the situation. We get numbers, but can we believe those numbers? So first-hand a testimony about life in China with coronavirus. That's on East Coast Breakfast tomorrow morning at 7:38. But right now, I want to talk about how this affects our economy. There's 10,000 cases reported of coronavirus infections now. That's already almost double what SARS was. It really is big, right? Now, China is the second, if not the first, it depends on which reporting you use, second biggest economy in the world. We, as a BRICS partner, are connected to China in a really, really big way. So if you want to know the economic effect of the coronavirus, then that's why, you know, we're talking to Peter Brook right now. He's a fund manager of Old Mutual Investment Group. And if you are one of these people who understandably are worried about what are the economic implications of the Wuhan coronavirus, now is the time to tune in. So good morning, Peter Brook.
Good morning.
You know what? I know that people might think to ourselves, now you're being a bit heartless. Why are you talking about investments when there is a pandemic that's occurring right now? But it is the age-old adage of when there's blood in the streets, buy property, buy property, buy property. Is that the sentiment in the markets right now?
So I think in the early phase of these type of events, everyone reacts with fear initially. So you're uncertain, and it does have an impact on us. So you think about a virus in China, and it's very far away. But the truth is, in the last month, the rand has weakened 6.7%. It's very much linked to the risk off that's been driven by this virus. And if you look all around the world, stock exchanges are down. So obviously much more in China today, because they've been on holiday. The market opened down roughly 8%, but almost across the world it's down. So it does have an impact. I think you're right, it is a personal tragedy. We shouldn't lose sight of the fact that actually 362 people have died, and it does have a big impact on the world economy, because actually Wuhan specifically is a very big manufacturing hub. So when they talk about shutting down Wuhan, that's 11 million people. Or the province is 50 million people. I mean, this is bigger than Norway. The one city is bigger than just being shut down. And has an impact rolling through into supply chains where you can access your goods. And I'll give you a direct example. Is the oil price is down more than 12%. So that's great news for South African motorists. But obviously, it reflects the fact that things are going a little bit slower in China.
Peter, I just have a question. Do you think that this is a bit of hype and that the perceived risk from the coronavirus is not actually the actual risk? So it's a bit of fear-mongering?
Generally, what happens is, so it's a very serious virus. It's clearly very infectious. It's growing very quickly. I think the critical thing is the death rate, or the mortality rate, the number of people who have it who die. And so when you have something like Ebola, where basically roughly half the people die, that's terrible. SARS was around 10%. This seems to be much lower. But it is serious. When you're thinking about investing, actually this sort of thing in the greater scheme of things is not that important. It'll have lots of news, lots of impact. Share prices will go down. But for a longer-term investor, actually, you'll produce an antidote.
Antidote.
They're really onto that sort of thing. And in the longer term, this will actually create a buying opportunity for long-term investors.
So it's just one of your normal up-and-down, sell-and-buy scenarios. It's not, the markets are not going to be impacted like apocalyptically in any way.
Look, with flu... So the Spanish flu in 1918, 500 million people got infected and 50 million people died. If you put that into today's numbers, that would be over 230 million people dead. So right now, my inclination would be to wait and watch and see how this develops.
Yeah.
But in terms of longer term thinking, this will pass. It'll be a new story, like SARS, like MERS, like Ebola. Mm. And yeah, life will carry on.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Peter Brook, fund manager at Old Mutual Investment Group. It is a matter of just wait and watch, and I think a lot of the markets are going to be doing that. But I really, really, really want to know. I don't want to say that I don't trust the information that's coming out of China, but I'd love to hear from someone who was actually there. And we have that for you tomorrow. A South African who was living in China managed to actually get out. He's in Australia right now. First-hand experience about what life was like or is like in Wuhan province in China during the coronavirus. That's tomorrow.
East Coast Breakfast.